And right now we are going to the phone lines, where we are joined by Dave Cristiano. He is the maker of the movie The Power of the Air. And we're pleased to have him with us. We've had Dave on, I think, before a couple times, talking about some of his other films. And so we're pleased to have him. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call Morning Show on Yes FM. Dave, welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. And, of course, Dave and his brother Rich, the movie Play the Flute. We had a special showing of that last year.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, did a special showing that up here. Went very well. People really enjoyed the film and enjoyed being part of that. And so a new one coming out here. Now, first of all, let's ask how you guys doing? You well? Your family well with all the virus things running around? Everybody good where you're at?
Yeah. Both of us work out of our homes. It hasn't affected that lifestyle like that.
How is a movie-making Hollywood in general being affected with the coronavirus?
Well, watch this. In January, if somebody told you that God was going to shut down every movie theater, every school, every church, we would have thought, what? My brother and I, look, we do Christ-centered films, so the Hollywood stuff doesn't affect us. We've been doing, like, you know how you did Play the Flute at a single-night showing. That has affected us. Our single-night showings were shut down. That's why we decided to put Power of the Air on DVD. So that prompted, because originally we weren't going to put it on DVD for a while. We were going to continue to try to do the single night theater showings that we did, like with Play of Flute. So it has affected us in that regard.
And has it affected your ability to like film and produce and things like that?
Right, yeah. Neither one of us are planning to shoot anything new for quite some time. The whole industry is very difficult. A good example to me is the music industry. When I was younger, you know, album sales is what kept music artists alive. They would release a single on the radio to get you to buy the album. Now with streaming and YouTube and all that stuff, it's basically killed album sales, and the streaming has really affected filmmakers as well. So this is not the business to go in. young people write me, hey, I want to be a filmmaker. Rethink that.
Yeah, so, have a backup plan.
don't lose your day job. We've been doing this 35 years. We've done 18 films. But it's really hard to, you know, keep it all going and sustain it. The Lord's keeping us going, but it's not easy. And everybody's trying to navigate through the waters here to see which way this thing's going to go.
Well, let's talk about the film you did get a chance to make and did get a chance to finish, The Power of the Air. It's a story of a missionary from Africa who comes back to the United States. I kind of love this concept because it's been my experience just in reading people and in talking to people. I'm a pastor here in addition to the co-hosting here on the Wake Up Call. And people who serve overseas or outside of a, you know, maybe a Western cultural milieu, when they come back, they always seem to come back and, you know, like when we went over to Africa and met with some missionaries over there, they would talk about their experience coming back to America and what they would observe. And they always saw stuff that we never saw, you know, because we're so into it that it's hard to see everything that's going on. And they would always say, you know, I noticed this, I noticed that. And we're like, oh, yeah. It's like God gave them, by removing them from it, when they came back into it, he gave them a clearer vision. And that's kind of what happens in this film, that this guy comes from Africa and this missionary and has a clearer vision of what's going on than maybe what we can see who are in it all the time.
Right. The idea, it's a missionary from Africa comes to America and meets up with a concerned Christian and tells the Christian that the church in America is in great danger. Danger. What kind of danger? And the premise of the film deals with how Hollywood has corrupted people, how the media has corrupted people. He makes a statement in the movie. He says, doesn't the media, it controls the people. Well, have we not just seen that? How the media has controlled the people with the virus? The idea is and I'm trying not to give away the concept, but I'll give you a basic idea. He says, you Christians go to films that curse the name of your Lord on Saturday night. You go to church to praise his name on Sunday morning. Which is it? Make up your mind. Mm. And the premise, he says, most people in America know not Jesus. So this is a self-examining film for people, and it's trying to show that entertainment is the God for most people. So just to give you an example, the response that we've gotten from this since we put it out on DVD, a guy in Jacksonville, Florida saw the movie and he bought over 100 copies and he started just handing them out and sending them out. Guy in Canada bought 20 copies. A person in another lady in New York bought 20 copies. I mean, normally people buy a film and they watch it and they may order one more to send somebody or something. Because of the message of how Hollywood, and you guys are in the media, you know the power of the media.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, hey, watch this. see what we did here. My brother and I, all of our films have a message for Christ. It's also an evangelistic film that shares the gospel. But the main thing is for self-examination, and that's not a bad thing for all of us, especially in this day and age. Do we really have Christ? It's one of the messages of the film. But it tries to show people how the media affects your life. And if people don't think the media affects their life, watch Power of the Air, and you will absolutely believe the media affects your life.
Mm-hmm. So what is the significance of the title Power of the Air? Why did you come up with that title?
It has to do with the media, as the missionary says, the media has the power, David. They have the power of the air, like the airwaves. That was how I tied it in. Yeah. And the main character's name is David. And this guy is a concerned Christian. He's on his missions board at his church, and he wants to try to do an outreach to reach people with the gospel. He gets a lot of opposition. Any of the listeners, if they know who Patty Duke is,
yeah.
Patty Duke was this is her last film before she passed away.
Oh, wow.
She's in the film. Mm. As is Michael Gross, who was the dad on a show called Family Ties with Michael J. Fox back in the 80s. Both
yeah.
of them were great to work with. Loved working with both of them. And glad to have them in the film. Both of them played key roles for me. Very professional, excellent job. I got a guy in the movie who was in Facing the Giants, Tracy Goud. Some people, they'll recognize him when they see him. He's very good in this. A Christian singer named Karen Williams, who plays my female lead. She's an excellent actress. Excellent. She's in this. And my lead actor is from Orlando. His name was Nicholas X. Parsons. And I thought he did a really, really good job for me in this as my lead Christian guy. So my brother and I were trying to do quality work. We're trying to do a quality message. And this is self-examining. But people have to realize how much the media affects them. And what message you're listening to, there's a lot to the film. There's a lot to this. A lot of different things in it. So we've been really happy with the response. Doing a DVD release during this shutdown time. The industry is really hard. It's hard to keep all this going. People say, well, is it going to be on PureFlix? No. Is it going to be on Amazon Prime? No. You can't pay back investors that way on these streaming services. And that's the business side of this, and I don't mind sharing it because it's hard.
Yeah. Well, and I think people don't understand that. They need to know, you know, you're not just being difficult. There's physical realities and financial realities you guys got to follow.
Yeah. What everybody assumes, if you're a filmmaker, you're rich, or if you're in the media, or if you're in music, that's what everybody assumes.
Well, as people who do radio, Christian radio, we know that. We know the fallacy of that.
Yeah, and certainly Christian artists can understand, too, with the whole digital revolution and Christian radio. The digital revolution has affected all media.
It's killed it. Let me take that back. It's good for the consumer, horrible for the producer.
And DVD
sales is what kept us alive. The movie's only in two places. It's my website, christianfilms.com, and my brother's website. That's it. The only two places people can buy the DVD, christianfilms.com or my brother's website. I'll just pitch mine.
A little brotherly competition.
You know, my website started in 1998. We started when my brother and I started our websites. It was mine, his, and CBD, christianbook.com. It was the only websites going back selling movies back when we started. Now there's other ones, but it's not anywhere else. We decided to do a limited DVD release. We're planning to do the single night showings and church rentals once things get going again. Right now we're keeping the DVD release going, at least for now. But we're trying to reach people. You know, 2 Corinthians 13, examine yourselves, whether it be in the face. Is Christ real? Is he really in your life? Is he really Lord? Is he really there? That's a fair question for all of us.
Yeah.
I always tell people, tell me what's more important than your salvation. What's more important than Christ and eternity? Tell me what it is. I'm listening. I didn't think so. There's just nothing more important. So that's kind of the angle where we come from. I think it gives people insight on the media, insight on Hollywood. There are more proofs in this. I'll give you one quick thing. My missionary friend says, would you go to a movie to see your daughter if she was naked on the screen? So why would you go see someone else's daughter naked on the screen?
Mm.
That's a fair question, guys.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? That's a fair question. It's coming from perspective. It's not legalistic at all. There's no prosperity gospel in this. I despise the prosperity gospel. It's dead wrong. So
I was just going to say, you know, it's a timely message, too, because as people are stuck in their homes, what are they doing? They're streaming media. I mean, they're passing the time that way. And so it's a good time to think about, okay, what am I looking at? What am I watching? Should I be watching this? Maybe this is a good time, as we're examining so many other parts of our life, to examine, you know what? Do I really need to binge this show? Is this really a show that's going to edify me and draw me closer to the Lord? Is this really a show that's, you know, harmless, or is it, you know, is there something here that I need to be worried about and not fill my mind with?
Right, and it's funny. There's a scene in the film where you talk about this. Does the FIU corrupt you? It's one or the other in terms of what Hollywood is doing. Look, Jesus is a swear word to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Is he not? He's a swear word. But you got a lot of Christians, that's okay. Is it? I mean, it's like, are you not? Does it not bother you? Type deal.
Yeah.
So, Power of the Air. I hope people will check it out.
Yeah. And the bad thing about streaming, too, and just the digital revolution for both music and movies is it has conditioned people to just expect stuff for free, pretty much, or, you know,
right.
$6 a month.
Yeah. The industry's going out of business, really, in essence. So, and my brother and I, we're not donation-based. We survive off sales. So we survive from church rentals, these single-night theater showings, now doing the DVD release of Power of the Air. And again, we're just doing it through two websites right now. There's not many outlets to put it either once you get it going. I'm not a fan of Amazon.com. Eventually, it'll get there. I'm not a fan at all.
So, Dave, how can people get a copy of Power of the Air?
ChristianFilms.com. So it's Christian Films, plural. The word films is plural, .com. It's my website. Started in 1998. Movies in stock. People order, ships out that day or the next business day. And hopefully they can go there and watch the trailer. There's a strong message in the trailer. From people watching the trailer, they can get an idea what the movie's about. You know, I feel like there's a message in the trailer. Just watch the trailer, you get a message. In the way I try to do it, I'm not trying to hide anything here with what we're doing.
Thanks so much, Dave, for your time this morning.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Once again, if you're interested in getting the film, the movie Power of the Air, it's at ChristianFilms.com. ChristianFilms.com. Hey, Dave, thank you so much. We do appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you guys very much for what you're doing. I really appreciate it. God bless you.